is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. It's Friday, and 1 week from tonight, it's the Roseburg Rotary 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Auction. And like everything else that is happening, it's happening differently this year. One of the organizers, Sam Lee, in. How are you doing today?
Very good, Kyle. Very good. We're hoping to pull this off without any hitches a week from today.
Well, it's, you know, it's interesting because as we've gone through this part of the summer, and I have to keep being creative so that I don't sound redundant, but one of the most common things I am doing with news stories is, okay, here's a reminder, this is not happening, or this is happening differently.
Yep.
Because all the things that we think about normally happening are way different this year, and next week would be the fair.
Actually, fair would start on Tuesday if we had our normal year this year. So
wow.
The kids would be gearing up and getting their animals and equipment ready to go to load into fair on Monday, and we'd kick it off on Monday getting the animals in.
Well, obviously that's not happening this year, which is a real bummer for a lot of folks. But you and some of the other people involved behind the scenes probably realized we got to do something here.
Well, it goes back to Lamb Show when we came together and made things happen for the kids there, because the orders came down of social distancing and not being able to have groups, that those kids were in a bad pinch. And of course, all these kids have had their animals for quite a while. Most of the kids had their animals before this COVID piece hit. So the expense was already started, things were there, and as we've talked about before, these projects are expensive for these kids. You can't do one of these projects and expect just a straight market price to cover the expense. So that's one of the big reasons we do this, is to make sure this learning experience for the kids, this growth piece, doesn't cost them financially.
Yeah, you think about you invest in getting the animal, and then you've got to feed the animal and all those other things, and then suddenly, well, what do you do with it now?
That's correct. And a lot of these youth don't have a way to remove their animal, have it sold, have it butchered, and except for coming through the junior livestock auction. So it's a real priority. But with that said, we're not going to do all this work for the auction if these kids aren't working their projects. They still have to take care of them, feed them, maintain them, clean up after them, work with them, handle them, and then at the end of the deal, basically, instead of getting to show, most of the kids are going to have to do it virtually, which is take videos and pictures of them working their animals.
Wow. And I am thinking there, you know, this past week I've been talking to a number of different people from different organizations and different occupational areas that are doing, you know, seminars and doing things that they would normally do in person. And sometimes certain things are fairly easy to do, but here, explain how you're going to make this happen, what you're going to do on Friday, and who's going to be there and who's not going to be there.
So first off, the kids and the animals will not be at the auction itself. The auction is being set up virtually. Brian and Amy Smith from I-5 Auctions were nice enough to step in and help us out and grandfather us through this, because they've done these online auctions with their equipment. So, but what we do realize is that not everybody has the technical savvy to be able to bid online. So we do have a physical auction for a limited number of our bidders. This is not an open auction where people can come to. You have to pre-register for your bidder number, which means you have to go on to OregonAuctions.com and sign up and become a bidder. And at that time, you'll RSVP asking for a ticket or two to come to the auction if you're not comfortable bidding online.
And so if somebody's bidding online, how is that going to work?
So it's all real time. So the people in the audience will be hearing the auctioneer, and the people online will be hearing the auctioneer, and they just basically have a button to push to say bid. We'll have a spotter sitting on the computer yelling yep, just like he would if you were in the audience.
A virtual spotter.
And that way we know whether it's somebody in the crowd that has it or one of our online bidders. And after the person online wins the bid and buys the animal, one of our people will call the online bidder and make sure where they want the animal to go, whether it's to butcher or to resale.
So you're not like some of the contactless delivery methods that folks are. You're not just going to leave the animal in the driveway and knock.
That's it. That's it. We will take care of the animal for you. You just need to let us know what you want done. So that's one of the biggies as we're reaching out to the folks signing up online, is to make sure we do have a phone number to get a hold of them the night of the sale, because a lot of companies will put their company number in that's not necessarily operating at 9 o'clock on a Friday evening when we're in the middle of the sale and need to know where they want their hog to go.
Well, and a lot of people traditionally that are purchasing these and putting up great bids for the kids are companies.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
And what's been the response you've gotten so far from folks?
Actually, it's been very positive, and also quite a bit. It's been interesting because several of the people have said, this is so nice, I can stay home and do this. Because as you know, the sale is a late night. It'll go to 11 or 11:30. This year, we're starting at 6. We're starting 1 hour earlier than we typically do. We typically start at 7. And we're going to run the sale just like we normally do. But the businesses and individuals have been very strong and supportive. And we've actually had a strong support for our Booster Club. The Booster Club helps support the auction through either buying individual animals that somebody isn't bidding on, or raising the bottom of the sale for all the kids just to help out. So the booster part, if people want to just support the kids in general, this year especially because the kids aren't able to get out face-to-face and hand out those buyer's letters requesting people to come and support. Some kids are, some kids aren't. We've told them to be respectful, social distance, wear your mask, but a lot of them are trying to send emails and still keep quarantined. So.
Wow. So what do the kids have to do to show their animal virtually?
So all their prep is just like they would be at fair. They have to wash and clip their animals, get them cleaned up, get them handling well. And then for the actual showing, they need to post three pictures for us, a side view, a back view, and basically kind of a face view. So we can put that up during the auction and people can see, okay, this is the kid, this is the animal, to make sure they're bidding on the right one. Then they're going to do a minute to a minute and a half video of them showing the animal, walking it away and back and across and stopping it and setting it up and doing these things. So our judge can virtually see all the aspects he would see of that animal in an actual show ring.
Wow. So then somebody's got to go through all these files and get the logistics and the technology of that, so that you can go to this kid and then go over here. This is a lot of technical logistics.
And then, of course, we're using different programs for different things, because the auction program is different than the program that we basically run our show through. So working back and forth between programs, our volunteers have just been awesome. Wes Crawford and Rebecca Melton have kind of taken the lead on a lot of that technical part. We've gotten great support out of the Market Auction Committee, and a lot of the volunteers through 4-H and the FFA advisors have been awesome helping us get all this done.
Wow. And how many kids participate normally in this?
Oh, typically will be somewhere around 230 to 250 kids, steers and hogs together.
Wow. I mean, this is starting to sound like an ESPN program. I mean, no, really, from the technical part, that many kids, that many files. Those of us who deal with technology like we do in this building, you know that things can go sideways on you, and there's going to be a lot to keep track of that night.
That's quite a bit. We'll have most of the work done beforehand, which is nice, because the kids have to get their stuff turned in, I believe it's by Monday, for all the virtual showing. And then they're going to have to bring their animals in and drop them off so we can get the weights. And then we have to get the weights on the computer for the right animals for the right kid. And so, because we do sell the animals by the pound, not by the head.
So they bring the, there's a, probably a, like a certain day next week or days when they're coming in a window of time. And so they come in, the animals weighed, then they leave.
Correct. The way we have it set up, because we have to keep the animals overnight, the animals are actually, the hogs are going to come in on Friday. And those kids are supposed to hopefully carpool. You know, get more hogs in a trailer at a time. The hog will come in, get weighed, go to its pen, and the kid will walk out the other side, get in their trailer, and head home.
So do the hogs have to stay 6 feet apart?
I don't know, but we're going to see how the masks work.
On the hogs?
Yeah.
Seriously?
No.
People are like,
no,
what?
No. That'd be a little difficult. But because of everything being shut down, our volunteers had to go out and set up all the pens for both the steers and the hogs. And so it's been a great We've gotten a lot of great support from volunteers throughout all of it. Douglas Timber Operators has stepped up and put work crews together to help us get our chairs and tables set up for the auction. It's just the overall community has come together to help us with this.
So for the folks that are out there for the smaller gathering, then what will be taking place that evening in terms of versus the things you normally do and have available?
So typically we'd have our big buyer's barbecue, but this year we can't because of social distancing. But we will have a couple food trucks there that they'll be able to get food, buy food from, so that you can have something to eat, because those bidders may be there for 4 or 5 hours. We're opening the gates at 5 o'clock to allow people to come in and get settled. Of course, we'll have free soda pop and water as normal. The problem is we won't have kids out delivering it to the bidders. You'll have to get up from your seat and go grab a water or a soda pop. And the Roseburg Rotary, we're going to have 5 of our great people in there running sales slips back and forth and being our COVID correct people that are reminding folks to stay distance and watch your masks and where you are with people. So
more about this event when we come back. Sam Lee with us, the Roseburg Rotary 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Auction next Friday night. We'll talk more about it when we come back to interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1. It's Inside Douglas County and Sam Lee talking about the Roseburg Rotary 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Auction 2020. I'm curious, you guys probably interact with other 4-H and FFA people around the state. How does this event compare to what other people are doing or not doing this year?
Funny you ask that. This weekend, Klamath Falls is actually doing something very close to what we're doing right now. And they're going to do an online auction with a small physical presence and no animals. But Multnomah County, they're actually on an online auction site where you can bid over several days. So it's not kind of the frenzy of an oral auction the way we're used to. This is more of an eBay kind of an auction where you have
almost
five
like
or six
a like
days.
A silent auction.
Yes,
almost.
Like wow. A silent auction. So yeah, it just depends on what resources the different counties had, and of course the number of kids that you're trying to support too.
Wow, but it does sound like a lot of people are trying to do something.
That's unlike early on when this first hit. A lot of outfits were just basically shutting down because they didn't have the time to step up and try and find new ways to do business. But it sounds like to me that over 80% of the state for their counties and their 4-H and FFA kids are making things happen for those kids this year.
And that's something those kids are always going to remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
whether that's a positive or a negative, but yes, they will always remember that this was the one year instead of going to fair that we took videos and sent them online.
I don't know if I've mentioned this in another interview segment, but it occurs to me that up the road for those of us who are, well, we're all going through this right now, but maybe are a little bit older now. I remember the few times that I was in Colorado with my grandparents when they were still alive, and they would talk about the Depression and all that. And, this is giving me one of those things where,
yep.
You know, up the road, back in 2020,
that's,
you know, and that year we had to have the virtual livestock auction.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And people are going to go, what? You did what? It's amazing. All the behind the scenes ways that people are getting more flexible to pull it off, because the reality is, whether you like it or not, you just can't do it the way you've been doing
yep.
it this year.
So, and that's one of the other pieces with it is we also are looking at, is this also the start of the future? Will we keep a virtual piece? Will that be something that is so well received that people that aren't local can stay where they're at and bid from home?
Well, and you have, although I need to think through this probably further than I did before I opened my mouth on this question, but you have the potential for people to bid from other places.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they don't even have to. I mean, you're not going to be there for most people, but you could have somebody bid from another state who maybe he's got a plan for where the animal's going to end up and maybe donate it to an organization or, you know, mm-hmm. To food bank or something like that.
So it's funny you bring that up. We have had in past years out-of-state bidders who have sent in what we call a proxy bid, and I take those and make sure that the animals are bid on. This way, it's a lot easier. Instead of having to take a proxy bid, they can just go online and watch the auction and decide, well, maybe I'll give another $100 just so I can help out a family friend. A lot of the agricultural community is linked throughout different states, so a lot of these kids do have supporters that are in Idaho or Montana or Washington that can't make it down.
So then are you going through a specialized website, or how were they accessing it?
Right. So like I said, Oregon Auctions, that's plural, OregonAuctions.com is where you go to sign up, and that'll give you all of the information you need to watch the sale. The night of the sale, if you're not a bidder and you want to watch, you can still go to OregonAuctions.com without a bidder number, and you can watch it virtually on how everything's happening for the sale. So you're not tied to having to be there to see the sale or tied to having a bidder number.
Yeah, and you know, see, and that just fascinates me. I mean, that might be what I'm doing next Friday night, just to at least see it happen
yep.
for a while.
Yep.
It is very cool. Now, do you already have a lot of people signed up?
Yep. Once again, because it's 2020, we're actually on the phone calling our bidders, making sure they understand they have to pre-register, where to go. We've had a very good response. The problem is that it's hard to say really where we're at, because maybe we'll give out 400 bidder numbers at the sale normally, but only 250 people buy. So it's hard to say how people are kind of backing up. Plus, this year we've seen more support through the donation side of things than people coming in saying, okay, I'll buy little Jenny's pig or something like that.
So yeah, normally people would go out there, maybe they'd bid, maybe they yep. wouldn't, or maybe they'd take a bidder slip just in case.
Exactly.
And so now you're really just interacting with the ones that are for sure probably interested in bidding.
That's a lot of what we're seeing. At the same time, we don't want to not have people have the opportunity to bid if they'd like. So we want people to get on. It doesn't cost anything. And the nice thing about it is it's personalized. They're going to call you after you sign up online because they want to make sure you are a true individual and not some kind of spam thing or virus or whatever technical piece that is for a computer. So
now what's the process going to be? I mean, people can sign up and they bid, but then you've got to probably contact them afterwards, like in the middle of the night, Friday night. Well, maybe not.
So basically, the one thing this program can't do for us is allow a person who is bidding online to tell us what they want done with the animal. Do they want it to go to butcher, or do they want it to go to resale? So if you are bidding online, you're going to be asked for a phone number when you register. Please put the phone number in that we can get a hold of you that evening. So if you buy a hog at 9:30 at night online, one of our people are going to call you and say, would you like it to go to resale or butcher? And you can tell them at that time and they'll mark it. And that way you're not getting disturbed from watching the rest of the sale. You don't have to log off, log back on, and we'll take care of everything after the sale. As always, we'll send you a bill and pay it, and we'll go from there.
Wow. This is really fascinating. And it sounds like all of you guys are probably having to go out of your box a bit to pull this off.
That's a nice way of saying it. We have basically a bank of volunteers making the phone calls to all the past bidders over the last 2 years to make sure they're lined out. Our little crew for the market auction committee, both running the show and running the sale, everybody's kind of doing double duty this year, making sure everything's covered and making sure we keep the kids safe and the animals safe.
And normally, because people could just normally show up.
I mean,
so you don't know. So at this point, then we've got about a minute or so left. If people want to get signed up for this, maybe this is a new thing. Maybe they haven't been contacted yet, or they've gone in the past but haven't bought. Or they want to go through the donation part mm-hmm. and help out that way. How do they connect with all this?
It's very easy. OregonAuctions.com is the easiest way. There's a donate button, there's a register to bid button, and there's an RSVP button that says you would like to have tickets for the sale. That's the first place you go, of course. People are more than welcome to call me, 541-679-3737. That's my cell phone. Drop me a text if you need to. I'll get back with you and make sure you have all the information you need to be a bidder or a supporter for these kids this year.
All right. And it's going to be, yeah, I until we got into this interview, I'd kind of forgotten the fair was next week. I was thinking, I'm not sure what I was thinking, but here we are. We're here. It's August tomorrow. And it's time for the 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Auction, done differently this year. Give them the contact information one more time.
It's OregonAuctions.com. Very easy to look up. If for some reason that's not working for you, go to i5auctions.com. And i5auctions also has a link to the sale.
All right, Sam Lee with the Roseburg Rotary 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Auction. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Hope to see you.
Yeah, 1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.